ghost had popped up before I was back from getting the paper. I had to push it back down because it was not hot enough to melt the butter. It looked delicious. It was a dark brown. It was just right. Breakfast was ready, but the only thing not just right was the coffee. It did not look like Mom's. Stuff was floating on top. But I felt confident Dad would be happy, with the look on his face as he came into the kitchen. He was surprised to find coffee and toast, pleasing Caroline enormously. She announced she had made breakfast just like Mom makes. Sitting down, he said it looked delicious. Smiling somewhat, Dad took a drink of the coffee and then a big bite of toast, almost eating it all in one bite. His face was not smiling as much as it did for Mom, but he was smiling. Caroline knew he was happy. Picking her up, giving her a big hug, he said, "Thank you, my sweet girl. Why don't we save the rest of breakfast for Mom? You know, I never have drunk cocoa with you and Susan in the mornings. Why don't I make us a cup now? Doesn't that sound good? And maybe some more toast." Looking back, knowing what I know now, that makes me love him even the more. He is a great dad. Yet my choices in life have taken me into a life somewhat displeasing to both my parents. Settling in at the kitchen table, she began to think over her week to come, trying to plan. The computer update had not come in this week, proving to be a great disappointment to her and Veronica, her boss, causing confusion in Caroline's carefully planned life. In her organized planner, each day was planned to the minute. Now, it all was chaos, causing her much grief and anxiety. This is not good. I suppose I will have to go to Mom and Dad's for Christmas. I love Christmas, but not the pressure it brings. I do hope they leave me alone about that church-going thing. What day is Christmas on, anyway? I need to pick up a few gifts. Not many. I really don't do gifts and such. It is so commercialized and such a hassle. It can lead to people expecting it. I do my Snoopy tree, some finger food, and a cozy evening with an acquired friend. That works great for me. It is my time off. I deserve a little time of my own. Hopefully it won't be like that last holiday. Turkey Day. I bailed on Mom and Dad with a work excuse and went on a blind date. Was that a bust? I got up the next morning in his apartment, totally out of it. I really must have had a good time. Too bad I can't remember it. I think his name was Tom? Tim? Oh well. I know it started with a T, and I will not be seeing him again. Looking out the window, wondering how cold it was, Caroline felt her stomach was a little queasy, hoping it was only the coffee and not the stomach flu going around the office. Is that my phone ringing? It's Mom. Hi, Mom. What's up? Tomorrow? I'll try to come, but I am doing a system update during the holiday. You know that is the only time I can do it. Everyone is off, and I take that time as to not inconvenience the employees or our customers. You know the company doesn't like unproductive time. I know for sure. I can make it for dessert. Are you making your famous chocolate pie? You know that is my favorite. What about Susan? What's going on with her? I have not talked to her in 6 months or so. You know why. She got so upset with me over the decision I made. You know, we have discussed it enough. Yes, that decision. It just wasn't the right time for me. I know Roger got upset. Yes, we were engaged, but not married. I have my own ideas on how I want to live my life, and it is not with others telling me how to live it. I didn't mean you and Dad. I just meant I am an adult now. I am the one accountable for my decisions, as Susan likes to point out. You know, Mom, being around Susan anymore is so uncomfortable. When we were younger, we had a blast. She wasn't so stiff. But now, we have nothing in common. All that started when she went to church camp with Margaret.